This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I feel sorry for Democrats, but they bring their misery on themselves. And you know what I'm talking about. You've seen these people who are self-destructive. It's difficult to feel empathy for somebody who is self-destructive. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We've all known these people. People who just, there's something inside of their nature that just says, I'm going to do the wrong thing. And you say you want them. If you have kids, kids all have this, quote, self-destructive phase. I believe this wholeheartedly. But the reason why kids can get away with this is because they're stupid. You know, you have a toddler that goes over and wants to stick his finger in an outlet. It isn't because he's being self-destructive necessarily. It's because he's stupid. He doesn't have the knowledge to know what's going to happen when they stick that fork in the outlet. So we've done things as Americans, for the most part. We say, hey, let's do a fault, you know, like a breaker in that circuit. So if a kid does that, it stops them from doing it. Or you baby-proof, right? You put those little plastic inserts in there so they can't stick them in there. And then as they grow older, you say, hey, the reason these little plastic inserts are in there and this little breaker thing is on here is because when you were young, you were really stupid. And we didn't want you to stick your fork in the outlet. So we prevented you from doing this. This is how we parented. The problem is, sometimes you need to stick your doggone fork in the outlet and see it for yourself. I did it, and it got black. It threw the breaker, and my grandfather said, boy, what the heck are you doing? Put that fork in there. You know you hurt yourself. And he came over and slapped me upside the head. And then he took me and showed me the breaker panel. And these are the glass breakers. He had to unscrew it and do that, and it left that black stain on that plastic on that outlet for a long time. Every time I walked by that outlet, I looked at it and went, ooh, I did that. I remember doing that. That was stupid. I did that. And, of course, I got the little jolt of electricity and luckily didn't kill myself. But he went on to explain it. See, we don't let kids make these mistakes, and we don't go on to explain anything, and we don't explain the breaker boxes and all the other things that happen, that you shut down the TV, the toaster, and all this other stuff when you did that. There's no repercussions. There's no ramifications. We were kids. And when it got explained, you learned it and you passed that knowledge on. And quite frankly, if you're smart, you'll set up an experiment and show your kids, let me show you what would happen if you did something stupid. And so we have a plethora of opportunities to do this. You want to know how? You can go on YouTube and say, let me show you some stupid stuff people do. There are entire shows made up of stupid things that people do. A lot of them are political. Anyway, imagine being wrong, which is what Democrats are, leftists. And for the record, so are some Republicans. It's mostly leftists. I really don't want people focusing on Democrat and Republican. Wrong is wrong. It just turns out that most of these leftists are the ones who are wrong. But imagine being wrong and you want to kill the people who are telling you that you're wrong. The people who are teachers. Imagine if you were a child, but you had power over a parent. And your parent said, don't stick that fork in the outlet. And you said, shut up. You can't tell me what to do. I have power over you. And they go stick that fork in the outlet anyway. But instead of, before they do that, they say, you know what, I'm going to kill you for trying to explain to me how this could kill me. I want you to understand, this is where Democrats are. They are so destructive that they want to hurt you for trying to keep them safe. You say, we can't have open borders. It opens us up to disease. It opens us up to drug dealers. It opens us up to terrorism. Oh, you better shut up. I'll come over and kill you. That's the logic. But wait a minute. Do you want your child exposed to disease? We have an entire system called the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, that monitors how things get in and out of the country. If you've got a cough on an airplane, they can quarantine it and on and on. And you want open borders. Do you understand the illogical nature of what you're saying? I'll come over there and kill you. They don't care. We have a serious drug problem in America. Opioid crisis. Fentanyl. Oh, you know what? I don't care. Open borders is good. Don't make me come shoot you, Scalise. Don't make me put a toe tag on the president, you know, because he's a racist and he's a this and he's a xenophobe. You want to protect them. You want to protect their finances. You know what? We need to hold our trading partners to make sure that they do what we do. And, that, you know, it's a fair trade system that it's all everybody's benefiting. Who are you to go over and mess with our partners? They don't care about the economy. I mean, unbelievable. Speaking of which, Nancy Pelosi was forced to pass USMCA, which is the deal between Canada and Mexico and the United States. I want you to understand, while they're trying to impeach President Trump, he gets a major piece of legislation passed. Can you imagine the kidney stone that Nancy Pelosi passed in order to make that legislation happen? She's got to give credit to President Trump for getting rid of NAFTA, setting up a trade deal that has already shown benefit to America in the way of how Mexico treats us and what they're doing to protect the border, in the way that Canada treats us in terms of our lumber industry and our milk and others, already showing benefits. Unbelievable, boy. Democrats, folks, are the people who kill their parents, they kill teachers, they kill anybody trying to impart knowledge on them because they don't want to be wrong. And look, we got a lot to talk about today. Horrible news for the Democrats post-impeachment hoax. And we're going to cover this in a variety of what I think are clever ways. The Democrats cannot celebrate the IG report, even though Michael Horowitz tried to put the lipstick on that pig. It is still an ugly report for them, but it's worse than that because so much is looming. And here's what's about to happen. They're about to get some knowledge dropped on them. And the sad news for Democrats is they can't shoot the messengers. There's too many messengers now. There are too many people that know what's going on. The jig is up. I want to still come back and explain the psychology of being wrong, but I want to wrap it into this concept of what's about to happen for the Democrats. They're going to have a Christmas season.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. Couple little facts here, I'm packing a Colt King Cobra, that's a 357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Barracata 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet, and it can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Now, folks, it's a non-smoking flight for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes, but for those of you that need a cigarette, there's really this evening. We have two entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We are loving, caring, humanitarian, philanthropic people. You conservatives, you people who seek the truth. You libertarians, you Republicans, whatever you label you want to put on yourselves, you are amazing, folks. I am so proud to be among you. I can't even see straight. Thank you for being a part of my show, The Kevin Jackson Show. Thank you for promoting the show, doing whatever you do to get the word out about this show. I am nothing without you. Now, let me clarify what I mean by that. Nothing in the public eye. I feel very confident about who I am. I don't want anybody thinking, oh, Kevin, he's suicidal. He ain't nothing without us. No, it ain't like that. I love you guys, but I don't depend on you that much. But in terms of what we're doing here, whatever efforts you make, understand how much me and my team appreciate what you do. Thanks for being here. Anyway, despite us having all this love and empathy and all these other things that we normally possess, we have tired of having sympathy for those who wish to do us harm. People who would shoot up a Republican baseball game. People who would rip off the pin of a young girl who says women for Trump. Put it on himself and hold it upside down. We're tired of these folks. I'm going to stop there for just a second and ask you to imagine if a male teacher had taken a pen that said Women for Obama, ripped it off of a girl's shirt, turned it upside down on his shirt. Would it be under advisement at the school about what to do to this principal? I mean, what to do to this teacher? Of course not. Immediate firing. They would have called him a misogynist. They would have accused him of raping the girl. I'm not even exaggerating this one bit. If you're listening to this program and you think I'm lying, I promise you, I'll find you a story that's just like this. A guy puts his hand on a girl's shoulder because she's wearing an Obama shirt and says, "Hey, excuse me, ma'am, are you sure? He raped me! He's trying to rape me!" It's that crazy out there. And see, we've sickened of it. We Americans are tired of it. But let me tell you, the reason why the left want to do you harm is very simple. It is a simple concept. You think it's, no, Kevin, it's all about politics. No, it isn't. It's a very simple reptilian complex. I've explained it on this program, and I'll explain it again because I want to explain to you how we're overcoming it. We're winning. We're beating it. Oh, I got your attention? Okay, good. All right. Thought I saw some chatter back there in the back of the room. It's a very simple concept. They're wrong. You're right. They're wrong. And see, they thought they were smarter than you. All these so-called intellectuals, all these people that have been fed the party line. Barack Obama was brilliant. Donald Trump is stupid. There's nothing on paper or anywhere else that would prove that point. If you said that to me, the first thing, I don't care about either one of these guys. If you had said to me, Barack Obama is one of the smartest guys I've ever seen, Donald Trump is dumb. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go research. I'm not taking your word for it. I'm going to go research. I said, well, let's start with grades. Can't find Barack Obama's grades. Nobody's ever said we can't find Trump's transcripts. We can't find his grades, which I'm very curious. I don't know how Trump did in school. Here's what I do know. He graduated from Wharton, and he went on to run a successful business. Barack Obama graduated from Harvard, and he couldn't find a reasonable job. He became president. You go, he became president, Kevin. Okay, great. But in the years leading up to his presidency, this dude was getting by, and he was at the behest of powerful white men who were crooked, who he followed. Donald Trump made his own way. Now, I'm just giving you the facts. You don't have to like them. Oh, Donald Trump made his money this way. Oh, again, I'm not getting into the minutiae. If you want to say, well, Barack Obama did it the right way, and he was poor the right way, okay. But it doesn't answer the question. Donald Trump, nobody's ever mentioned his grades. I'm going to project to you and kind of go out on a limb here and say it's probably because Donald Trump's grades were good. A Wharton grad who didn't smoke or drink, wasn't a party animal, probably didn't have to chase women in college. You get what I'm saying? This is a dude who had ample time to really apply himself, and he seems like the type of guy who would. Donald Trump has, in my opinion, certain characteristics that make you think he has Asperger's. Because he's kind of, you know, he has these repetitive patterns, and he says these things, that, you know, he's unfiltered. I have a friend with 3 PhDs that had Asperger's, and he has no filter. He's brilliant, and he will make you look stupid and not even know, and certainly won't care. So, if you wanted to compare him, I'm just saying, no grades, and nobody wants to talk about Trump's grades. So, if you just start picking apart, you go, maybe Barack Obama isn't the smartest guy. Oh, Kevin, he's only hiding his transcripts because it said he was a foreign student. I don't believe that. I've seen stuff that he's written. He wrote, the dude supposedly was the president of Harvard Review writing it about an eighth grade level. I'm going, I'm not impressed. Anyway, all I'm getting at, folks, is they hate being wrong. There's a psychological reaction to being wrong, and the Democrats don't like it. They don't like that you were right and they were wrong. And I've said this before. How do you feel when you've been dogmatic on something and somebody goes, yeah, but Kevin, that's great, but you're just wrong. And they go, check this out, and they prove you wrong. I'm going to tell you, I've been there. It's like, crap. Holy cow. Now, generally, you outgrow the notion of being wrong. You know, you go, oh, crap. Hey, thanks for pointing that out. You know, you're appreciative. But when you haven't outgrown it, you're mad. You're like, oh. And if you get called out in public and you're wrong, people get vindictive over this stuff, and people will kill you over it. I'm not even kidding. People will go after you over this stuff. And that's what the left is, that's what they do. It's the psychology of being wrong. And I'm just going to tell you something, Democrats, not to go all Colonel Jessup on you, but you can't handle the truth. You can't handle it. Right now, the Democrats are on a witch hunt just to prove themselves right, and I'm using my finger quotes. They are doing everything they can to make you believe that an innocent man, innocent of anything involving Russia, Ukraine, you name it, and a man who wants to do his job, who's pretty much kept all the promises he said he was going to keep, has no interest in gaining from his position as president, and in fact has lost money, donates his salary. I could go on. They want you to believe he's anti-American, he's against your interest, and yada, yada, yada. And he's colluding with people in order to make sure he gets stuff, when in fact the Democrats know they did all of those things. They got to prove themselves right. But it's backfiring. Big time. And when we come back, I'm going to explain to you just how bad things have gotten for the Democrats, because they certainly didn't expect the news I'm about to drop on you. Even though you may have heard it, we're going to give you a spin on it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. If you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. Right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republicans are still reacting to the impeachment votes in the House Judiciary Committee. The Democratic-led panel approved two articles of impeachment against President Trump, covering abuse of power and obstruction of Congress in the Ukraine scandal. Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson says Democrats can't impeach the president because they don't like him.
This is the first time in the history of this nation in 243 years that a president has been treated in this manner, when one party has followed and pursued a predetermined political outcome.
Under a bipartisan bill introduced on Friday, e-cigarette makers and importers would pay a quarterly fee to the government, just as tobacco companies do, and that would pay for anti-vaping campaigns in schools. The bill comes as the long-term effects of vaping are still unknown. This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. The options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Democrats, it was probably a good move to do this whole impeachment stuff. Because if they had to talk about the economy and didn't have the impeachment to talk about, they really want to focus on impeachment for the next couple of weeks, I would say. That's what I would do.
I don't know. I mean,
but sooner or later, if they're going to run out of that. Anyway.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. We played that clip the other day just to highlight. That was on CNBC, and these are people that are going, if I were the Democrats, I'd be looking for a distraction. I'd be looking for something to take everybody's mind off of the level of success Donald Trump has had. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The level of success. It's a broken record to say to you, how much success Donald Trump has had while being under fire. I challenge anybody listening to this program, anti-Trumper, never-Trumper, didn't support Trump, whatever. If you've migrated over, which I'm about to get to that in a second because many of you have, I want to ask you this question. Could your candidate have withstood what the Democrats are trying to currently do to Donald Trump and had the level of success Trump has had? Let me tell you what most candidates would have done. They would have met behind closed door with the Democrats and say, look, you call off the dogs, I'll meet you part of the way. That's the way politics has been played for decades. We'll go after you with all our might unless you capitulate. And you know why people have capitulated? Because they've had stuff on each other. They know where Romney's bones are buried. They know where McCain's bones are buried. They know where Clinton and Obama's and everybody else's bones are buried. So it's a tit for tat. I got black book on you. You got black book on so-and-so. And it's a bargaining chip of all that they know about each other. Their little personal dalliances and insecurities and whatever else. He's a cross-dresser. He likes boys, you know, that are 23 years old and whatever. And she likes, you know, young black studs and whatever else. They know all the dirt on one another. And they trade that dirt like currency. And they make policy over their dirt. Over the fact that they don't want you to know that they're a toe tapper. You know, or whatever. And they're all stealing from us. Every one of them stealing. Using their status, if you will, as a rep for you, as an employee of you, in order to feather their own nest. Not a single one of them hasn't benefited greatly by just getting congressman put in front of their name or senator put in front of their name. They want you to think they have your best interest in mind. I could go on. I could talk to you about all the different, what Donald Trump has done is he's taken away your ability to negotiate. Donald Trump's like, look, you've looked at everything about me. You're still trying to get me, and you'll never do it because I don't have any dirt to negotiate. The only thing I the negotiation that'll happen is the dirt I'll have on you. And the only difference in the dirt that gets traded in D.C., Donald Trump's putting their dirt front and center. Adam Schiff is dirty. You don't have to go look. You're watching Adam Schiff. You're watching Jerry Nadler be dirty. Pelosi, she's going, this is completely off the reservation on how we normally do things. And she's taking it as far as she can. Notice you haven't heard much from Chuck Schumer. Anyway, as I said earlier, Colonel Jessup would say to the Democrats, they can't handle the truth. Horrible news post-impeachment hoax. And Newsweek reported this. President Trump is beating all Democratic primary frontrunners in three key battleground states despite the ongoing impeachment inquiry. And this is the poll. Latest survey by Republican public affairs firm Firehouse Strategies and Optimus puts the commander-in-chief ahead of his would-be Democratic challengers by significant margins with likely voters in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. All three states voted marginally in favor of Trump over his rival, former Secretary of State, in 2016, Michigan electing him by just 0.3 percentage points. I'm going to stop there for a second to tell you, he barely won every one of those states. Barely. By the way, the president was in Pennsylvania the other day, standing, I mean, you couldn't get, no way to get in. Standing, typical Trump rally in PA, in Hershey, Pennsylvania. I think we have a clip. We'll play in a bit. Do we have the clip? Go ahead and play it.
We stand on the shoulders of generations of Pennsylvania patriots who gave their blood, sweat, and tears for this beloved nation. Pennsylvania is the place where our founding fathers declared American independence, where the Army weathered its brutal winter at Valley Forge, and where General George Washington led his men across the Delaware on Christmas night. They used the password. You know what the password was? Victory or death. Victory or death. How incredible is that? Victory or death. Pennsylvania is the state that gave us self-made titans of American industry, from Andrew Carnegie to Milton Hershey. I love Hershey. I love Hershey. And Henry J. Hines. Pennsylvania is the place where strong American workers mined the coal, worked the railroads, and forged the steel that made America into the greatest and most powerful nation in the history of the world. And we are making it even greater every single day. It's greater than ever before.
I took that speech as Donald Trump saying, I'll fight to the death. I'll fight to the end. There is no end of a fight in me. Well, there's an end of a fight in the Democrats. Anyway, back to this polling. So 0.3 percentage points in Michigan is all that he won by. They say he's beating candidate, leading Democratic candidate by 5 points among likely voters in the state. That's just in Michigan. Now, how long ago were we told that Trump couldn't beat almost any of the Democrats in a head-to-head matchup? So, just in case you don't remember when, I'm going to remind you. ABC reported as late as September of this year, five Democratic contenders lead Donald Trump in head-to-head matchup in the latest ABC News Washington Post poll, several widening their advantage since July. Concerns about, listen to this, I just want you to understand how bad the Democrats are and how bad this polling is and all the things. This was September, okay? This isn't that long ago. But here's what they said. Concerns about the economy, which have pushed the president's job approval rating down, are a factor. Concerns about the economy. The best economy in the history of man. And there are concerns about the economy. Do you believe that? I'm asking you, forget polling and all the other stuff. I want you to just look at your common sense Use that and ask yourself, does that make any sense? At any point in Donald Trump's presidency, there's no reason to worry about the economy. Now, and I know there are worry warts out there, but now we're going into his fourth year. We just got October numbers. In the last year and a half, I can't imagine anybody being, quote, worried about the economy. But that's what they tell you. That's what's driving his numbers down. It was the economy. So because of that, Joe Biden, they said, led the president by 16 points among all adults, 54 to 38%. Essentially the same as 2 months ago, they said. Bernie Sanders led the president by 12 points, up from 6 in July. Elizabeth Warren by 11 points, compared with a slight 7 points previously. Kamala Harris leads the president by 10 points, with Buttigieg having a 6-point edge. This is what they said in September, and they told us it was because of the economy. An economy that's averaging 205,000 new jobs, brought back 54,000 manufacturing jobs in the month of November, that brought a 3.1 or 3.5% wage increase, that's probably going to make sure that our GDP is well over the number that Obama said it would hardly reach, which is 2%. I don't know what the GDP will be at the end of the year, but don't be shocked if it's an average of 3% or more. People working, lowest unemployment in 50 years, happy index up, yada, yada, and they want you to believe that these people in September were up to 16 point ahead. And now we get a poll that says, wait a minute, in three states, Donald Trump is leading all the Democrats, not one is leading him. And of the top Democrat, Joe Biden, he's leading him by 5. Now, again, I don't get locked up in these polls. I'm just giving you the thing, but, you know, just kind of giving them there for reference. But what I'm telling you is that poll is a lot closer than the others. And can you imagine that big of a swing in that short amount of time?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about President Trump's polling post-impeachment hoax. Well, not quite post, but it's about to be post. The Democrats screwed the pooch, took this thing as far as they can. I still predict there will be no impeachment vote. I don't know, but I don't think there will. They've done everything they can do, get it right up to the edge and go, okay, now let's drop it. Things change when it gets to the Senate. When the Senate says, we're subpoenaing Schiff, we're subpoenaing his staff, we're going to make sure that we get our pound of flesh here, things are going to change dramatically. The Bidens have to testify. The Clintons have to testify. They start bringing in the Ukrainians. Suddenly, the shift is going to be on. Because the Democrats can't have any tough questions for Hunter Biden. They can't. There's not enough salve to put on that wound. By the way, this is a guy that is trying to get out of child support, so he's saying, I'm not going to provide any financial data. And he says, because I'm broke. Well, we just would like to see where the money's going. I don't know how you can be broke and you're making $83,000 a month. I mean, I get it. I get that there are people that live beyond their means, but he's also a crackhead. I want to know where the money's going. Got a lot of baby mamas out there, too. Making Joe proud, making them Democrats proud. I want you to just think for a second, if Donald Trump Jr. was Hunter Biden, how do you think it would be reflecting on the president? I'm not trying to say, folks, you can't control your kids. There's no doubt about that. But what I'm telling you is, Joe Biden, his kid is an embarrassment to him, and Joe is still helping. He's coddling him, and now we have the entirety of the left coddling a crackhead. Yeah, that's a good lesson you want to teach for your kids. Come a crackhead, we'll get you on a board of a company so you can have $83,000 a month so you can be broke and not pay for your children. Yeah, there's a message. Be proud, Democrats, be proud. Anyway, this poll showed a lot of hype. Real Clear Politics averaged multiple polls. 2 days before Schiff's hearings began, 51% of Americans supported impeachment, 42% didn't. The majority of Americans wanted impeachment by 9% margin. However, 11 days after the testimony, the tide has shifted. The tide has shifted. Now, the majority of people are going, this is a ruse. Democrats keep pretending to have the numbers. In September, they said that Biden had a 16-point lead over Trump. With a 16-point lead over Trump, game over. That's your candidate. But their desperation showed when Jeff Bezos, worth 90-something billion dollars, begs former mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, Sugarless is what I call him, to enter the fray. And what of the supposed recent overtures that have been made by Hillary Clinton, who wants to get butt-kicking 2.0?
I don't know. People are begging me to come in.
Well, come in. Come in the race. Get in. Bloomberg said he wasn't going to run. Now he's running. Hillary, get in the race. Stop your publicity tour and your fix the Clinton name tour and jump in the race and get your butt kicked for the second time. Y'all think Trump is scared? Oh, Donald Trump, if Michelle Obama gets in, she will get her butt kicked just like any of the others. Michelle Obama may be the smartest person on the planet because she ain't falling for this. There are people, Michelle, if you get in, you'll teach Donald Trump a lesson. And Michelle Obama's like, y'all underestimate that white man. She may not say it publicly, but she knows they underestimate that white man. If Democrats are so strong, folks, why doesn't a champion emerge? Why is it they still keep looking? Why is it you still keep hearing other names? You got your answer. Warren was supposed to be surging. She's apologizing again for what? Lying about her heritage. Buttigieg leads in Iowa, but black people in South Carolina don't like his little LGBTQ creds. Do you think that America's going to vote for a failed small city mayor over Donald Trump and this economy, which, by the way, isn't even in full stride? Now we get the actual truth. Trump leads the top Democrats in crucial battleground states. Trump leads progressive challengers, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, in the state by 9 and 6 points respectively. They're talking about Michigan. He leads Biden by 5 in Michigan, Elizabeth Warren by 9, and Bernie Sanders by 6. These are people that were supposed to be double digit ahead of Donald Trump less than 2 months ago. That was the polling. Now, I'm going to tell you, folks, I'm not resting on my laurels. We're getting out there. We are convincing people to vote your pocketbook, vote your conscience. You've seen the activities of the left. I don't try to influence anybody to do anything except do the right thing. So anybody, oh, Kevin, I'm getting sued by the city of Philadelphia, by the way. These guys are suing me because I did a text message campaign, and they have a class action lawsuit against me because four black people complained about getting this text message, and the potential cost to me is $150 million. I'm telling you the truth. Yeah. All because I put a message out there that said, black folks, pay attention to criminal justice reform and your rights is equal to get equal protection under the law. And the city of Philadelphia, in a retaliatory effort to say, we're going to shut you down, said, we're coming after you. I'm just letting you know what happens. So I'm telling you, they want to scare you. They want you to believe that the sky's going to fall down and all these other things. And they're going to tell you, oh, it's the economy. I want you to understand, in September of this year, they wanted people to believe that the reason why Donald Trump couldn't beat any of these candidates head-to-head, Buttigieg beating him by 6, Kamala Harris, who ain't even in the race anymore, could beat Trump by 10 points, Joe Biden, the thoroughbred racehorse of the left, which, you know, he's a nag for us, but he's a thoroughbred for them, could beat Trump by 16 points, and yet they keep adding people, and they add them with zest, with zeal. It isn't like they're adding them and going, yeah, I mean, you know, they're going to add so-and-so, he ain't no big deal. They added Bloomberg with Bloomberg. No, Bloomberg comes in, that changes Bloomberg. Ooh, if Bloomberg gets in, it'll be a whole different. No, it isn't. Bloomberg entered, and what did I tell you? I said to this audience, I said, Bloomberg could bring him, his brother, his mother, and 5,000 Guatemalan midget cousins, and nothing is going to impact Donald Trump in this race. It's an embarrassment. An embarrassment for the Democrats. Two multi-billionaires, richer than Donald Trump, and you know what they don't have? I've said it before, and I'll tell you again, because I get new people listening to the program all the time. They don't have the it factor. The it factor. If you want to measure on money, sure, Bloomberg wins, right? But you don't measure on money. You measure on resolve. You measure on passion. And you know what Donald Trump brings to this equation? He brings passion. But he doesn't just bring passion for his message. He brings passion in protecting himself. And the Democrats underestimated that passion. Big time. Big time. They went after him thinking, we'll break him down. He will eventually capitulate. His people will go away from him. We will make them feel guilty forever supporting him. We're going to do a PR campaign that nobody can withstand. And the problem was, they didn't have any dirt. In the dirt they tried to create was the dirt of their own making. And now Donald Trump, who knows himself to be innocent, he fights them back with, what's that word I used? Passion. If there's anything that I would love to teach people, whether it's politics or life, is follow your passion. Passion in your relationships, passion in your job, passion in your hobbies, passion. You get what I'm saying? That's what should fuel you. Not, you know, oh, I can make a living, or this is what people want of me, or whatever. Follow your passion. That's the key. And if you do that, when we talk about education, I tell these kids all the time, I go, look, don't look at, oh, in 10 years they're going to need nurses or this, that, the other. Follow your passion. Figure out what it is that you want to do and that you have aptitude for. I'm saying if you want to be a runner and you can't run, then don't follow that passion. But you get what I'm saying. I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.